Greetings, Meltopians. Are you looking to delve deeper into the world of Meltopia? Then check out our Patreon, where you can find written mythos pieces, world maps, found footage, art, Patreon-exclusive shows, and more. Just go to patreon.com/Meltopia and join one of our tiers for access to great new content. Brave the forbidden and embrace the darkness.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Neither the physical nor the spectral, and yet I am beholden to both. I imagine my moment.
see in the blackness, my dear. Just all blackness. Just all blackness.
Now, Miss Vespertine, you mustn't stay up and worry about me. I'm a big boy. I can fend for myself. Though, the sentiment is appreciated.
Well, it wouldn't be right to just let one of our own go unaccounted for, would it? I just don't know how I'd live with myself if I let something happen to you, Mr. Mum.
Shadows are funny things, Miss Vespertine. Look at how they dance upon the walls there. They look empty, don't they? But you wouldn't imagine what depths they contain. Your silhouette, for instance. Well, it's just full of interesting things. That's why I don't believe you when you say you couldn't live with yourself if you lost one of your own. Your mentor was quite near and dear to you. Like a mother, it seems. Pity she was taken from you so abruptly. Yet you moved on despite the tragedy. That must have taken a toll on a teenage girl.
Huh. Is this what you do? Scour the shadows for dark secrets, painful ones, and then attempt to throw it in the person's face. Tell me, does it usually work? Do you expect me to cry, break down in tears, and weep at your feet? No, Mr. Mum. I'm afraid you'll have to do better than that. I don't fall apart at the mere mention of my misfortunes.
Oh, I would never mistake you for such a fragile creature. In fact, I'm surprised you spilt a tear, even back then, bolder that you are. I only mean to say that history seems to indicate you're quite capable of living with yourself when losing your own. In fact, you seem to be able to live with yourself after you've done a great deal of things. It's not a criticism, of course. In fact, I find it to be quite a respectable quality.
Oh, I'm sure you do. And while I am oh so flattered by your admiration, I will have to insist that you tell us where you're going on these little nighttime jaunts you're so fond of taking.
I wonder, does this rule apply to the rest of my obscurity companions? Surely I'm not being singled out.
Well, you see, Mum, the others aren't known to steal valuable obscurum and murder people. So I think it's a fair request. After all, if you're not doing anything nefarious, you won't mind telling us where you go.
Of course. I certainly wouldn't want to put the others at unease. I'll be sure to keep you abreast of my activities.
Where were you tonight, if I may ask?
I went apple picking.
Rotten apples. How apropos.
Indeed, Miss Vespertine. Indeed.
Yes. I'm getting up. Of course. Just as I'm getting in the shower, you decide to ring. Goddamn things are a nuisance. Hello? That's Sullivan here. Hello? Is anyone there? I'm hanging up now. The connection seems to be bad. Strange. Oh well. son of a bitch. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Who is this? Well, whoever this is, I had better things to do than play games. Goodbye.
I think that's everything. Mike's radiation detectors, computers, and most importantly, all the micro-gadgets and nanotechnology the Esoterium used to spy on us. Fucking J. Edgar Hoover and McCarthy on steroids, man. Bureaucratic barbarians knocking on our heads with spy cam clubs and tracker tags. We gotta...
While I do understand your paranoia, Felix, it's a bit early for your... well, what you do. So if you wouldn't mind...
Yeah, of course. You gotta remember, time and place, Felix. Time and place.
I must give you credit, Felix. You never seem to run out of energy. To be young again.
Come on, Vance. You're not that old. What are you? Just a shade past 75?
I beg your pardon, Miss Vespertine. I'm 60 years old, not a day older.
Whatever you say, old-timer.
I would like to drive if no one is averse to that.
Sure thing. Here's the keys.
Thank you, Miss Vespertine.
It's just Helena, Gretchen. Only strangers and people I hate call me Miss Vespertine.
As you like.
Have I been afforded the same nicety? Or are we still getting to know one another, Miss Vespertine?
Oh, no, Mr. Mum. I believe I've made it quite clear which of those categories you fall into for me. But feel free to call me whatever you like when I'm out of earshot.
Of course, Miss Vespertine. Of course.
How much farther is this place, Felix?
5.2 miles.
That's not too bad. What's that? About half an hour?
Yeah, something like that.
Has anyone else been having trouble with their phone? Like getting calls with nobody answering?
No.
I have not.
I'm afraid I haven't the luxury of a phone. Perhaps one day I'll be awarded one if I perform enough tricks.
Why? What's wrong with yours, Vance?
Oh, nothing, really. I just got a few calls this morning with some interference. I'm sure it's nothing.
Don't be so sure, Vance. It could be a code or a wiretap or maybe a cellular electroneural inhibiting signal fashioned to festoon your mind in a fugue. Who knows? This obscurity thing could just be one big experiment by the Esoterium, coaxing us like rats into a maze, a labyrinth of lies controlled by licentious lab cronies. Area 51, MK Ultra, the Manhattan Project. Just lies, lies, lies!
I don't think it's anything nefarious, Felix. Just some bad reception. But thank you for the concern.
Of course. Probably just a bad connection.
Oh, what's this?
It looks like a security check. It makes sense. They did say the place was cordoned off.
We'll probably have to check in. Show them our paperwork and such.
This area has been quarantined, miss. No one is allowed past the gate without prior authorization. Please turn around.
We have authorization to conduct research on the Obscurum residing on this land. We're from the U.S. Obscurum Identification and Retrieval Program.
I'm sorry, miss, but I've never heard of you.
We're a newly sanctioned research organization that has been granted access to any and all Obscurum for research purposes. These papers should provide you all the documentation you need.
Excuse me, miss. I'll need to make a phone call.
Of course.
The great power of the esoterium stopped by a bumpkin in a booth. It's bureaucratic bullshit. Administrative authoritarianism facilitated by pen-pushing clerics of a draconian establishment. It's true that the pen is mightier than the sword. Ink on secret documents and death warrants stemming the spread of information with a stroke of a pen.
I think he's just doing due diligence, Felix. Not everything's a nefarious plot. Just a guy who doesn't want to get fired from his job.
I'm sorry, miss, but admission requires local city council approval. I recommend bringing this documentation to them, and they can sign off on it.
I don't mean to be rude, sir, but our authorization supersedes any local jurisdictional authority. Our orders are issued via federal mandate. We don't require the city council's permission.
I'm sorry, miss. I'm just following orders.
That's what the Nazi said. Next thing you know, you're goose-stepping across corpses, building gas chambers and Holocaust horrors across the nation. You're no better than the fascist...
Felix! We'll be on our way, officer. Thank you. Oh, Felix, perhaps you should just let us do the talking when it comes to the more social aspects of the job.
Yeah, of course.
If my opinion means anything at all, which I'm sure it doesn't, I think your approach was spot on, Felix. So many atrocities were committed in the name of orders. I wonder how many will commit in their name before everything is said and done.
And I'm sure you're just repulsed by the idea, Mr. Mum. Saint that you are.
Oh, but I am, Miss Vespertine. You see, whatever horrible things I have done, I did at my own behest. For my own reasons. The idea of being told to do them, however, does indeed turn my stomach.
How virtuous of you.
I don't mean to interrupt the friendly banter, but where exactly am I going?
I imagine the local council chambers, although I think they'll have to convene or something.
We haven't got time for all that, nor should we be required to get their permission. It's absurd.
Still, it seems we'll need to play ball for the time being.
It appears that way.
I still don't know where I'm going. Can someone look up directions?
Sure. 362 Amber Ave. I'll text you the directions.
Thank you, Vance. It appears to be just down the street. We'll be there in a few moments.
Well, this should be fun.
How should we do this? Do we all go in, or should only a few of us?
I can do it.
Perhaps it might be better if that Gretchen and I go in.
And why is that?
Your personality is abrasive, Helena, and you're quick to anger. I believe what Vance is trying to say is that he thinks this situation may require a softer hand.
I see. Perhaps you're right. I am a bit miffed at the moment, which tends to hamper situations such as this. Go ahead, then. We'll stay here.
Thank you. Thank you for stepping in there, Gretchen. I was a bit nervous to tell her.
No thanks needed. She would have heard what you really thought, regardless of what you said. I simply saw no reason to beat around the bush about it.
Of course.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, we are from the U.S. Obscurum Identification and Retrieval Program. We need to speak with the City Council promptly in order to gain access to the local Obscurum site that's currently cordoned off.
The Council only meets twice a month, sir. I can leave a message with the Mayor's office if you like.
I'm afraid this is an emergency that requires their immediate attention. Is the Mayor in?
Yes, but she's not seeing anyone today.
If the Mayor does not wish to be charged with obstruction of a federally mandated investigation, she will speak with us now. Otherwise, we will make a phone call and have her brought up on charges. So I suggest you make clear to her the seriousness of the situation.
Of course. I'll call her office immediately.
Thank you, dear.
That was effective.
The mayor will see you now. She's in office 304 on the third floor.
Thank you. Hopefully, this will be little more than a rubber stamping and we can be on our way.
One can only hope.
You know, this is probably not the time or place, but if you ever need to talk about something, anything, I'm happy to listen.
And what makes you think I need to talk to someone?
You just seem a bit sad, or perhaps uncomfortable.
I see. I'm afraid my melancholy is part and parcel to who and what I am, thence. Talking will do little to solve it. I do appreciate the sentiment. It is a nice thought, however flawed it may be.
What do you mean by what you are? We're all a bit different, Gretchen, but at the end of the day, we're just people.
What I am is a rather complicated subject. One I'd rather not discuss with you or anybody else, for that matter. But again, your kindness is appreciated. Now, if we could focus on the task at hand.
Of course.
Come in.
Thank you for seeing us on such short notice.
Well, you didn't really give me much of a choice.
Quite true.
Now, I hear you want to perform research on the Obscurum. Is that correct? Why would you want to do that? It's been just fine sitting there all these years, not bothering anybody. I prefer to stay that way, if you catch me drift.
Well, with all due respect, Mayor...
Hampstead. Mayor Hampstead.
Yes, Mayor Hampstead. I'm afraid it's not your decision to make. We are a government research group sanctioned to conduct this research. To be honest, the only reason we're here is as a courtesy to you.
Well, I consider the welfare of the city to be my business, and I'd rather there not be a bunch of people monkeying around with something that could potentially harm my constituents.
Be that as it may, you are faced with two choices. Either we can do this cordially, where you give us access to the site and let us do our jobs, or we can contact our betters and have them force the issue, potentially shortening your governance over said constituents.
I see. Well, can I at least have a couple hours to inform the council of the project, as well as prepare site security for your activities? This is all quite sudden, after all. I would appreciate the courtesy.
I see no reason why we can't accommodate that. Do you agree, Gretchen?
It's a reasonable request.
Thank you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a lot of calls I need to make. You haven't made this easy for me.
Understood.
And that is how Mr. Titus Williamson, the Baron of the Dark Market, met his end. I soon sold the Goblet of Bathory to another interested party. Fascinating. I never knew the dark market was so complex.
Yeah, as much as I enjoyed your little story of murder, greed, and treachery, I think we've had enough for one day.
It was purely for educational purposes, of course.
I'm well aware of your fondness for recalling your past misdeeds, but perhaps you could keep them to yourself.
But that's not what he said.
I forgot about that wonderful gift of yours, Miss Vespertine. You are right. I do quite fancy speaking about my past exploits. It's like experiencing it all over again.
Spoken like a true psychopath.
Sorry, we took a bit.
So, what's the verdict? Were you able to get the sign-off from the council?
Well, the council wasn't available, but we were able to get the mayor to make the necessary calls to allow us on site. She wasn't happy about it, I can tell you that. She requested that we at least give her a couple hours to inform the council and site security. That seemed like a fair request.
I suppose that's fine. But what was the mayor's problem? Our research won't be affecting her any.
She believes the Obscurum could be a danger to the people in the city. I suppose it's a legitimate concern.
Perhaps.
I wouldn't be so trusting. Politicians are just self-indulgent parasites feeding off the goodwill of their constituents. Vile vampires sucking the blood of the poor and the ignorant, placating licentious lobbyists, cannibalistic and corrupt corporations, Beelzebub bureaucrats. Who knows what they're hiding? Greed, greed, greed. It's their mantra, their three commandments chiseled into fucking stone tablets after coming down from the mountain of gold and gluttony.
I'm in complete agreement, Mr. Yarrows. Politicians are quite the sinister breed. Even I could learn a thing or two from them.
I imagine you've seen quite a few of them in Distoria.
On the contrary, very few. Only those burdened by guilt seek Distoria to rid themselves of the burden. Politicians, however, have no remorse for their wrongdoings, no moral weight to heft around. They are truly glorious creatures.
Well, for once, we're in agreement. Except for that last part, of course.
A breakthrough, perhaps.
Not quite.
There's a cafe up ahead. We can stop there to pass the time.
What about your needs, Gretchen? Me, Vance, and Felix can eat there, but will you be okay?
No need for concern, Helena. I'll be fine.
Let's try this again.
Hello? State your name and business.
I believe Mayor Hampstead has informed you of our arrival. We're from the U.S. Obscurum Identification and Retrieval Program. We've been tasked with research in the Obscurum you have on site. We need to be let through.
Oh, yes, of course. Let me just raise the gate.
Now that's more like it.
You can go on through. Just keep going straight for the next few miles. You'll know it when you see it.
Thank you, sir.
Can you give us any more information on this Dorsey's Palace?
Let me see.
Felix, are you all right?
I'm all right. Just need to catch my breath.
What did you see?
I saw Dorsey's palace being played by something horrible, something gigantic. Scores of people were murdering each other, but in a sort of dance, like it was all choreographed in accordance with the music. It was awful.
Crass, that sounds terrible, Felix. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for you to go through that.
It's all right. It's just part of the job. Plus, I'm used to seeing things like that on darkness.com.
Darkness.com? What's that?
Oh, yeah. It's just the name I gave the video site I visit. It's like a video site from the old internet, except that it only shows things related to the darkness.
That sounds absolutely...
glorious. Your mind is truly a marvel, Mr. Yarrows. What I would give to get a glance of that harrowing time. If only you could broadcast that wonderful website to the world, it would be such a better place.
Thank you, I think.
Mr. Mum, you truly are a piece of...
Look at that.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
A landslide? It's completely blocked the road.
I'm starting to wonder if Felix wasn't right about the mayor. First, they stop us from entering. Then they put up a fuss about us researching the Obscurum. And now, there just happens to be several tons of rock blocking our way. Can't all be a coincidence.
I told you, it's a fucking conspiracy. A manipulative mayor making maniacal moves. Who knows what their angle is? Could be using the symphonic capacities of Dorsey's palace to control the population. Fucking Pied Piper leading the children to their death.
Let's not jump to any conclusions just yet. Gretchen, what did you find?
Looks like a coyote was killed in the landslide. Poor thing.
Well, if we really want to know if this was natural or intentional, I may have a way.
I think it's important to know if we're being actively interfered with.
I would have to agree. If there are nefarious forces at work, it's best we know about it.
Yes, let's fucking unveil these motherfuckers!
Very well. I'll need time to prepare. Privacy, if you wouldn't mind.
Why, Vance, there's no shame in what you do. I find it quite intriguing.
I'm afraid I'll have to insist.
Of course, Vance. Come on, everyone. Let's head back down the road a ways. Give him some privacy.
I apologize, my four-legged friend, but you won't be needing those pretty brown eyes of yours anymore. I'm glad I kept this bottle of Chardonnay in the back. Now, to replace my eyes with yours, my coyote friend, let's see what you saw, shall we? Oh my. I'm all done if you want to come back.
So what's the verdict?
I'm afraid we are, in fact, being sabotaged. A few men set up some dynamite over there and then detonated it, leading to, well, this.
I knew it! Fucking saboteurs from a local shadow government trying to harness the power of the Obscurum!
Wonderful. Why don't they want us to investigate this thing? I mean, what the hell are they trying to hide?
Should we go back? Perhaps it would have been better if you had come along with us to see the mayor.
We've already come this far. How much farther do we have until we get to Dorsey's palace?
Right. Yeah. Right over those rocks. A few hundred yards. We should be able to see it from the top of the rocks.
What a delightful little situation we have here. Shall we make our way to the top of the rocks? See where this yellow brick road leads us.
Lead the way, Marvin.
My pleasure, Vance. Now this is a twist. I'm enjoying this group more and more each day.
Holy shit. It's gone.
Obscurary is a Maltopia production. Today's episode was written by Stephen Anzalone. It was performed by Kelly Bear and Stephen Anzalone. Editing was done by Walker Kornfeld, and audio production was done by Stephen Anzalone. Be sure to check us out at maltopia.com. Also, be sure to follow us on social media such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Simply type in MAELTOPIA. If you like the show, please rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you prefer. And to further support us and gain access to exclusive art, stories, and podcasts, check us out at Patreon at www.patreon.com/maltopia.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.